From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. You can go to WGXC.org to find these stories and more. David A. Farenthold reports in the Washington Post that Donald Trump's charitable foundation never obtained the certification that New York requires before charities can solicit money from the public, according to the State Attorney General's office. The Donald J. Trump Foundation is based in New York, where any charity that solicits more than $25,000 a year from the public must obtain a special kind of registration. But Trump's foundation did not get registered. Nor did Trump's foundation submit to rigorous annual audits that ask whether the charity spent any money for the personal benefit of its officers. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is currently investigating Trump's foundation. The Trump campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Read the full story in the Washington Post. Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that congressional candidates John Faso and Zephyr Teachout spoke to Ulster County business leaders September 29th about the economy, term limits, trade agreements, and working across the aisle to break the partisan gridlock. At the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce monthly breakfast meeting at the Best Western Plus Hotel in Kingston, Teachout and Faso explained why they each thought they were best to succeed U.S. Representative Chris Gibson. Teachout, a Democrat who lives in Dutchess County, said, quote, "We are not going to grow if we allow a handful of big business owners to push out the independent business owners. One of the things I'm going to fight for is to reduce the power of lobbyists. The corruption in our lobbying system is corrupting our economic system," end quote. Faso, a Republican from Columbia County, spoke against the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement, saying, quote, "We are 5% of the population and 95% of our customers are around the world," end quote. Faso also criticized New York State's proposed $15 an hour minimum wage and said the government should not intervene in the banking industry. Quote, "The worst thing we can possibly do is say the federal government is going to force a bank to do something," end quote, he said. Quote, "I want a neutral tax system that keeps everyone the same and doesn't pick the winners and losers," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union, the Census Bureau data released last week showed family income rose by 5.2% in 2015 nationwide. New York showed positive results on family income and declining poverty rates as the rest of the nation. New York median household income rose 3.2%, or the equivalent of $1,899, with Ithaca and Syracuse showing the fastest gains. And 92,900 people in the state got above the poverty rate last year, with the state uninsured rate down from 10.7% to 7.1%. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Deer hunting season, at least the early bow hunting season with a crossbow, opens Saturday, October 1st, and continues through November 18th. The regular hunting season for the DEC's, quote, southern region, end quote, that includes the Catskills, begins November 19th. Also, a youth firearm season opens October 8th, and several small game hunting seasons open October 1st, with wild turkey hunting starting in the Adirondacks then and beginning October 15th here in the Southern Zone. Doreen Davis, the Catskill Town Supervisor, reported on her Facebook page that Route 23A will be completely closed October 11th through October 14th, when alternating one-lane traffic will resume. The Daily Freeman is reporting Route 23A between Haines Falls and Palinville is currently reduced to a single lane while highway crews make repairs to a slope. The work is part of a $3.4 million contract to repair at least 10 slope areas on the Mountain Cloves Scenic Byway section of Route 23A in Greene County. This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit wgxc.org/newsroom. To find these stories, weather, public meetings, and more.